Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include National Review, New Evidence of Forced Organ Harvesting in China. 1,410 Falun Gong practitioners targeted for their faith in July 2020. 9-day Falun Dafa seminar attendee, I didn't expect my son to change so quickly. Shanghai police forcibly collect blood samples and biometrics from Falun Gong practitioners. Switzerland, public support and gratitude at Falun Dafa events in three cities. And Czech Republic, Falun Dafa parade in Prague brings light and hope. Now for the stories.
National Review, New Evidence of Forced Organ Harvesting in China. The news media in China is censored, but one can still get a glimpse of the Chinese Communist Party's brutality from the filtered reports that conform to the CCP narratives. A Chinese woman living in Japan flew back to China for a heart transplant. Within 10 days, she was provided with four hearts, one after another. As this news was widely reported in China, boasting the ample supply of organs, medical professionals began to question the source of these organs. As reported by the National Review in an article on August 13th, titled, More Evidence of Organs on Demand System in China. The article's author, Wesley J. Smith, wrote, China has been repeatedly and credibly accused of organ harvesting the Falun Gong and other political prisoners, usually for the black market, in which rich foreigners needing a transplant travel there and buy their lives at the cost of ending someone else's. It is an evil trade and one for which China should be shunned by the international community. The National Review article considered the aforementioned woman on-demand organ supply as new evidence of the forced organ harvesting in China. Torsten Trey, executive director of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, said that patients in the United States wait for an average of 6.9 months for a matching heart. This means that finding four hearts for the same person would require over 2 years in the U.S. But that was not the whole story. The Epoch Times article, Four Hearts in 10 Days, China's on-demand organ bank raises concerns of forced harvesting, published on August 11th, noted that half of the United States population, or over 156 million adults, have given donation consent. But in China, people in general are reluctant to donate organs due to cultural reasons, and the voluntary organ donation system hardly functions in China. The easy access to four hearts for one patient in a short time indicates that the organs were provided through an on-demand system, which is further supported by the double lung transplants that were broadly reported by Chinese media. Ethan Gutman, a China analyst in this field, said that the message from each media coverage in China is that we have the organs, it's safe, come on over. China is open for business.
Falun Gong practitioners targeted for their faith in July 2020. The month of July 2020 marked the 21st anniversary of the persecution of Falun Gong, an ancient spiritual and meditation discipline that has been targeted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 20, 1999. In this month, 729 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested and 681 harassed for their faith. At the time of this report, 460 practitioners remained in custody and 7 have been forced to go into hiding to avoid further persecution. Among the 1,410 targeted practitioners, 452 had their homes ransacked. Two practitioners had their power shut off by the utility company when the police came to arrest and harass them. 18% of the arrested or harassed practitioners were 65 years old or older. Three of the harassed practitioners were in their 90s. One Jilin Province resident in her 80s was slapped in the face by the police following her arrest on July 15th. Children weren't spared in the persecution either. One woman's three grandchildren, between 1.5 years and 5 years old, were taken into custody along with her during a group arrest in Gaomi City, Shandong Province, on July 22nd. A pregnant woman from Dalian City, Liaoning Province, was forced to live away from home after the police harassed her on July 11th. Her husband was left to take care of their two children, 4 and 9 years old, by himself. 44 practitioners had a total of 2.7 million yuan confiscated by the police. One 85-year-old Wuhan City, Hubei Province resident had 250,000 yuan confiscated. Compared to the prior 6 months, July arrests and instances of harassment were approximately 1.5 times higher, indicating intensified persecution around the persecution anniversary, considered by the communist regime a sensitive date. Group arrests were also more prominent than in earlier months.
Nine-day Falun Dafa seminar attendee. I didn't expect my son to change so quickly. In the Taiwanese city of Yunlin, nine-day Falun Dafa seminars have been held every other month for several years. The most recent one was August 3rd through the 11th. From college professors to botanists, school teachers and government clerks, to students and business owners, everyone who attended said after the seminar that they felt reinvigorated. Celine, a practitioner who teaches video and media at a technology college in the city, brought several friends to the seminar. She had several interesting encounters before it began. One morning, a teenage boy passed a Falun Dafa group exercise site and took note of the banner. Without thinking, he said aloud, "The King of Falun is the highest god of the universe." The practitioners were surprised that a young student had such an understanding and immediately told him about the upcoming lecture series. The boy spoke to his mother that night about learning Falun Dafa. Surprised by his idea, both mother and son came to the practice site the following morning. Celine, the practitioner, recognized that the boy's mother was Mrs. Liu, who is the owner of a beverage store that she often visits. Mrs. Liu had been troubled by her son's depression for 4 years, so they decided to attend the seminar together. At the end of the 9 days, Mrs. Liu was very happy to see how much her son had changed. She said, "I didn't expect him to change so quickly. He has become very considerate and obedient and often takes the initiative to help at the store and take care of his grandmother at home who has dementia." Frank, the biologist, used to practice Falun Gong with his parents when he was young. Now that he's graduated and working, he reconnected with Falun Gong. After the seminar, he said that he'd gained a lot of insights and came to the conclusion that many matters appear to be complicated on the surface, but are easy to solve if one doesn't get attached to them.
Shanghai police forcibly collect blood samples and biometrics from Falun Gong practitioners. Police in Pudongxin district of Shanghai have in recent weeks been collecting Falun Gong practitioners' blood samples and biometrics. One officer revealed that they received the order from above 2 months ago. Some practitioners were forced to report to the police after being pressured by their families. For those practitioners who refused to report to their local police stations, officers went to their homes or took them to the police station to collect their blood samples and other information. The Minghui.org website has confirmed that at least 10 practitioners have had their blood drawn. In addition to collecting their photos, fingerprints, and palm prints, the police also recorded their voices, handwriting, and heights. While collecting blood samples for Ms. Shen Fang, 70, on August 2nd, one officer said it was a national policy, and another officer said, "We just won't follow the law, and we are going to eliminate you all." Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is an ancient spiritual and meditation discipline. It has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. In addition to relentless torture and long prison terms, many practitioners have been killed for their organs by the authorities to fuel the lucrative transplant industry in China. Some suspect that the recent collection of biometrics and blood samples from the practitioners is for the authorities to establish a massive DNA and organ matching database, as well as to enhance the surveillance of practitioners through the extensive monitoring network in China.
Switzerland. Public support and gratitude at Falun Dafa events in three cities. Falun Dafa practitioners in Switzerland held information events in Basel, Zurich, and Bern on August 14th and 15th. Their exercise demonstration attracted many passers-by who were curious to learn more about Falun Dafa. When they read about the persecution in China, many were shocked to learn that organs are taken from detained practitioners without their consent and sold for profit. Several people signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution and took home pamphlets to learn more. Practitioners held activities in Marktplatz in Basel's busiest district on the afternoon of August 14th. Situated in front of a major tram terminal in the city, the information booth was seen by many passengers waiting to catch a train. Practitioners set up information boards that provided a history of Falun Dafa, showing how the practice became popular and that Falun Dafa is now practiced in more than 100 countries worldwide. Despite its popularity, China is the only country where Dafa's practitioners who live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance have been persecuted for 21 years. Practitioners held an information day in Zurich on August 15th. Several passers-by said they had already heard about Falun Dafa and asked if they could sign the petition. A tourist from Poland said he often traveled to Hong Kong for work and already knew about the brutalities committed by the Chinese regime. He told his friends about it, and the practitioners provided further details about the persecution. Isabel, who works in the healthcare industry, said she learned about Falun Gong through a friend who is a practitioner. She said, "Falun Dafa is incredible. Everyone should learn it." Practitioners erected a bright yellow tent outside the train station in Bern on August 15th. While they were still setting up, a woman stopped by and took a brochure to read. She waited until the practitioners were finished setting up the tent and then spoke with them for a long time. She said that she coordinated an organization to oppose large-scale killings and understood how difficult it must be for practitioners to resist the persecution. She thanked them for their efforts. Several people stopped to chat with practitioners and thanked them for holding the information day. Some asked where they could learn the exercises. Some came to the practice site the following day.
Czech Republic. Falun Dafa Parade in Prague brings light and hope. Falun Dafa practitioners from many countries in Europe gathered in Prague, the capital city of the Czech Republic, for a parade on August 8th and a rally on August 9th to display the beauty of the practice and call for an end to the persecution in China. The grand parade on August 8th started from the presidential palace and passed through the city's busy commercial district, over the historic Charles Bridge and along closed-off streets in the city center to finish at Old Town Square. The Tianguo marching band led the procession, followed by a golden dragon, celestial maidens, and a Chinese waist drum group. Several sections of the parade portrayed different messages for spectators, including Falun Dafa around the world, exercise demonstrations, and the persecution experienced by practitioners in China. Several Chinese stores were along the parade route through the commercial district. A practitioner asked one of the Chinese women, "Do you like this parade?" The woman replied with a smile, "It's great." She said that Falun Dafa practitioners' parades are well known by the people in Prague, and that makes Chinese people feel proud. A rally was held at the Old Town Square on August 9th. A practitioner from Prague spoke at the rally. In his speech, he said that for 21 years, the CCP has been brutally torturing, arresting, and taking the organs of practitioners who live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He said he knows more people will see through the ruthless nature of the Chinese regime and call for joint efforts to stop the persecution. The Tianguo Marching Band performed many songs in succession at the rally under the scorching sun. Spectators commented to practitioners that they were drawn over to the rally by the music. Many people approached the information booth to learn more about Falun Dafa and signed the petition calling for an end to the atrocities. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.